Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 78th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Caltrina Krasnici.
Yeah, you did that right.
All right, great. Thank you very much for joining us. And we're going to be talking about the film that you're presenting here, Vera, Dreams of the Sea, which I watched last night and thought it was very powerful. And this is kind of the obligatory question, forgive me for asking you, but would you mind maybe introducing it a little bit, just telling our listeners who are not familiar with it, with the film yet? Just a few words of introduction.
Okay, Vera, Dreams of the Sea is a film about a woman who is in her late 60s. After the divorce of her husband, she has to face the entire family, but also the entire society regarding the property of the family. So it's a journey of a woman who fights for her right to her share of the property.
Yeah. One of the things that I found fascinating about the film is the examination of, I guess, you know, what I want to ask you is this contrast between the modern life and the tradition. It seems very problematic in this film. Do you feel that's a good way to put it? And was that an intention of yours to kind of depict or portray this really strange, almost, contrast?
I think that there is always contrast between generations. I think that happens in every kind of a society, really. I think that why we see this difference or the challenge between the generations is mostly because the main character is a woman of, you know, in her late 60s. So we see the world through her perspective. And once you are in her perspective, then all of these aspects of life come to light in a completely different way. And I think that this is why the society and all the layers of it come to surface much clearly, mostly because of the experience of the woman in the film and of the main character.
Right. So, I mean, obviously the fact that the lead character of this film is a woman is also particularly important.
Of course it is, because I think that women have not been in main roles for more than a century. It's only in the past decade that we're seeing much more, first of all, women filmmakers, but also women in main characters, which is great, because I think that women have needed to see themselves not only as supporting roles, but actually kind of leading the story. And for me, it has always been very important, especially with this film, to challenge that male arc of storytelling, which is usually asks for triumph and whatever. But I think that women's experiences cannot imitate that type of life, because they are just different experiences. And I think that we need to get used to looking at those experiences more closely, enjoy them in a completely different way.
Well, one of the aspects of the film that I also found interesting was the relationship between the mother and the daughter. Mm-hmm. I guess also the granddaughter is there too, to add a third dimension to it. But do you feel, which kind of made me think, do you feel that it's just as important to actuate change for the current generations or the newer generations to understand that development or that change that the previous generation represented?
I think that it is very, for me, especially with this film, has been very important to create that dialogue between these two generations. I think that the relationship of Vera with Sara, her daughter, is very challenging. I think that Sara challenges her mother because she has been the witness of her mother's life. Right. And sometimes being that witness makes you feel very uncomfortable, especially if you were brought up to be independent, because then you don't understand how come you're constantly stimulated to be this independent person, but then your mother lives this submissive life, and that submissiveness makes you very uncomfortable as a woman that wants to grow. So I think that it's for me, it was very important to keep that dialogue going and to keep Sara as a character that will always be challenging the mother and also help her make certain decisions, which obviously, because of many reasons, but mostly social constellations, she will, you know, she's hesitant to make certain steps.
Yeah. Communication is also, I guess, another important aspect. I guess there's another, again, dimension to it, because, you know, the lead character, Vera, does sign language, is a sign language interpreter. Well, we could talk about that too, but unfortunately we don't have much time, and I really want to pay, you know, I think we should mention the lead performance, the lead actress. What's her name? And how did you work with her? Because her character obviously is super important to the film. It's the central character.
Well, it has been very, very difficult to find, to cast the main role for me. It took me a year. I was traveling between Pristina, Tirana and Skopje, and casting different actors that are Albanian by origins and can't speak the language. Why was it so problematic to cast this role was her age, because women of that generation, you have to understand that these women of that generation are born in the 50s, and usually the women of that generation were not encouraged to pursue any careers in art. So the pool of actresses that were available to do this role was quite small. Also, it was important to find someone that has the will and the desire to learn the sign language. And then I was lucky, a year after, I found Teuta Aydini again. She's a theater actress from Skopje, Macedonia. I was really happy to find her because I really loved her face, and I really loved her energy. And then the next step was to go with her in a very long journey of about 6 months to 8 months to learning the sign language.
Wow.
which was really amazing, because it was just the community, first of all, was an interesting community to be in, very friendly, and also the language in itself has been a great door for me to understand how it is really to live in such a marginalized group.
Yeah. Well, that's also interesting what you said about the theater and how, you know, that too could be taken as something like to have a meaning about how times change and how things progress between generations, because after all, the daughter works in the theater. We could get into that as well, but unfortunately we really, really have to wrap it up. But thank you very much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoyed this. Thanks.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.